I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do some random questions. Don't you think that's a great idea?
Yes.
I do too.
Yes.
Alex, you want to go first?
Sure.
When was the last time you punched or smashed something when you were angry? And what pissed you off?
Oh, boy. Gosh, this has been a while. I've kind of tempered a lot of my rage. It's almost always had to do with building something where I would get frustrated at one thing or another and just lose my mind. I think probably the last time I was it was probably about a year ago, and I was working on project in the house. I was cutting a bunch of boards and staining stuff, and I cut one the wrong length, and I had just been trying to get it. I was just trying to measure everything just right, and I just got it wrong. This isn't the first time either. It's almost always measurement related where you're just trying and you're finessing, and suddenly you go from, you know, it's an eighth inch too long. How can it still be an eighth inch too long? And then all of a sudden it's 2 inches too short, and you just...
Did you smash things?
Yeah, I bust it in half. Like over my leg. I was just like, ugh.
Did it feel better?
Kind of, because it was already ruined in that particular case.
Before I ask Maitland, Steve or Kelly, do you think Maitland has ever smashed anything or hit anything out of anger?
Mm. Maitland hasn't, but Haitland has.
Okay. Kelly?
Yeah, maybe.
You think so? I say no. It doesn't seem like your style. Maitland?
It's not really my style, but yeah, I have. Or I throw things.
You throw things? What was the last thing you threw?
It was when I had my wisdom teeth out, so I was like...
A little loopy?
In pain, a little loopy, and the like TV remote wasn't working or something. I chucked it across the room. I was like, this stupid effing thing!
Which never helps, because then the back flies off and the batteries go under the sofa.
But yeah, Norco makes me angry. I guess that's the lesson to be learned there. But a couple weeks ago, I did punch the armrest of the chair kind of like this because I bit my tongue really, really hard. Oh, and I didn't know where to put the pain. So I just started punching the chair. Yeah.
You couldn't just have the pain there. You have to distract yourself. I totally get it.
That's about it.
Kelly, are you a smashing things when you're mad?
The only time I've ever smashed things is when Maitland and I went to the intentional smash room.
That doesn't count.
But like the last time I told this story on air, my ex-husband had a real thing for hanging out with his ex-girlfriends and lying about it. And so he was like, hey, you can look through my phone. And then I did. And I busted him doing things and having inappropriate conversations. And we were eating. And I flipped a to-go box of rice in my own lap. I was like, this sucks! And I flipped it, and oh, God.
It always, so either you're breaking your own stuff, or you're making more work for yourself. We've all done it. Yeah. I think most people have. See, remember that time you raged out at people moving chairs in the break or in the conference room adjacent to your studio and smashed the wall?
It wasn't so much that they were moving chairs. They were doing like chants or something. It was some kind of team building, like everybody la 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 banging on the wall and everything. I'm like, come on, man.
I forget, like, was your mic on?
Yeah.
And did you just stop talking? Were you talking to you and you did it, or your mic happened to be on and you didn't realize it? Because Steve turned, this was in the old studio when he was in the deep bullpen. So there was one booth. Imagine if, for those who are watching now, if there was another booth behind Tommy's, Tommy's booth was further away. Yep. So Steve was in another zip code and just blah, blah, blah. And then just bam. bam, 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 bam on the wall. Like, whoa, what's going on down there? Fun. Kelly.
Yes.
What celebrity death during your lifetime has hit the hardest?
Robin Williams, Anthony Bourdain. It's a tie.
Why do you think those two?
Robin Williams was like my favorite actor as a kid. The movies, I know these are silly movies, but like Flubber and Patch Adams and those were coming out. And then as I got older and people said, you should watch his older stand-up comedy, which was, you know, late 80s, early 90s stuff at that point. Early 2000s, I just fell in love with him. And then that's right around the time Anthony Bourdain was coming out with his books and different shows. And I read all of his books. I watched all of his shows, like him traveling and narrating his travels like that. I mean, everybody does that on their Instagram now. That's like travel influencers. Yeah. That was the goal was to be that cool.
And
that funny as
for
as
them
Robin
to
was.
Both go the way they did was
horrible.
Horrific. Losing a battle with depression and other stuff.
But yeah, those
Robin Williams would be one for me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Chris Farley and Phil Hartman.
Oh, Phil Hartman.
Hartman.
That was such a shock.
Chris Farley was shocking, but also when you heard it, you were like, oh, we knew that was coming. You hoped it wouldn't, but Phil Hartman, for those who don't know, it's been so long ago, probably almost 30 years now. Phil Hartman was killed by his wife. She shot him and then shot herself. Phil Hartman was one of the great Saturday Night Live actors, and then he had left and was doing lots of other stuff. It just seemed super funny and great. Maitland.
Yes.
What is your favorite childhood movie?
If you asked my mom, it would probably be Lion King.
Oh, she's not here. I asked you.
But I think Lion King is up there
for
sure. I guess I would ask to watch it every single day.
Okay. You still love it?
Yeah. But I think if I'm being real honest, it's The Road to El Dorado. It's
The Road to El Dorado.
Animated. I think it's a DreamWorks movie. And it's about these two guys that are just kind of scammers in Spain. And they get caught scamming whoever, and they get a map to El Dorado and they make it there, and it's the city of gold, and it's a silly, goofy, fun movie.
Kelly, do you have one? Favorite childhood movie?
I was just looking when 10 Things I Hate About You came out. That was 1999, so I was 12. I feel like that counts. That was like my favorite movie. I don't know why. I love Julia Stiles. I loved Heath Ledger. That's another celebrity death that got to me too.
Yeah.
I feel like he was the sweetheart of the 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm.
And was just hitting his prime.
Yeah, he was so good. Yeah. Other than that, I loved, when I was really little, loved The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think, Steve, did you have one?
I mean, I joke about
favorite
it.
Favorite little kids movie?
But I loved The Money Pit.
Oh. Yeah.
With, yeah, because that's one of those movies that me and my brother and sister watched so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie itself, yeah, it's not good, but it's just like the good memory associated with it. But also, this was a little bit later, but Shawshank Redemption, that's just...
As a kid?
I mean, I was probably 16, 15.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
It came out in 1994.
Okay, so I was 13 then.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I loved that movie from the first time I saw it.
It's pretty great. Howings, what about you?
Well, we didn't have a VCR until I was 12.
It's a little different for our age because like, you didn't
watch
cable
over and over and over again.
And no
I didn't
VCRs,
have cable. Yeah. So, I mean, you watched stuff when it showed up on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was really into Godzilla movies when I was a kid and thought they were hilarious. But the first one that I remember watching over and over and over again was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And then the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
But I loved all those slapstick, like in the 80s, all the slapsticky things were great. So like Naked Gun, I loved that. Caddyshack, you know, all those stupid pun movies.
Yeah.
With all the one-liners that we would all quote 1,000 times over. Mm-hmm. But Monty Python was probably my favorite of all those.
That was probably it. I would say like Star Wars, that was one when we finally got a VCR. Yeah. I watched that semi-regularly. But
Ace Ventura.
Maybe Back to the Future for me. Or Stand By Me. Huge. Those are probably the ones.
I love
Stand By Me is probably my favorite childhood movie. Surprised nobody said The Sandlot.
I like The Sandlot. Goonies. Goonies was great.
I think Scooby-Doo, that like first live action one came out when I was a kid. And that was
really?
That was
with
up
Sarah
there
Michelle
for me. That was my Goonies.
That's so funny.
somebody said Fern Gully.
I'm aware of it. I never saw it. I think that came out when we were probably like in.
Is that a movie that was supposed to make you love Earth?
No, I think
probably.
It was.
It had fairies and stuff, didn't it? Fern Gully?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Was it kind of like the Never Ending Story?
No,
it was
animated.
Like all. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Y'all want to revisit two really sad movies that came out when I was a kid? And you were younger too, Stephen. All Dogs Go to Heaven. And
oh, yeah.
Let's not forget The Fox and the Hound. Y'all ever watch The Fox and the Hound?
Those both made me so sad.
All those old Disney movies were awful.
Disney, no dog lives 90 minutes.
Hey, you want to have nightmares forever? Watch everything from Disney. Fox and Hound, Dumbo, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
They were all nightmare-inducing, crazy drug-fueled movies, I think.
Oh, and then another good one when I was a kid, Homeward Bound, right?
The Incredible Journey. That yeah. or it's
well,
the same idea, right?
Homeward Bound.
I think they were the
same.
Yeah,
retriever, the little white pit bull looking dog, and then the cat.
I think Homeward Bound was the golden retriever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were great.
We had Harry and the Hendersons.
We had Benji.
Oh.
Loved Harry and the Hendersons.
There was one line where the woman or the girl said something to the Bigfoot. And then the brother said, "Wow, Sharon, you sure pissed him off." Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, neither do I. Hope you filled in the blanks for me. Did not happen. On the way, more random questions. This one, we're going to go deep on the next one. Be warned.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to think about it. What's the one moment in your life that was a missed opportunity you still regret?